This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Beckfast podcast. Listen live every Saturday morning on Australia's only gay and lesbian community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Beckfast.
Now, you are on Beckfast with Adam and Beck, and we've got some special guests now, which is a nice treat for us all. We've been featuring their brand new album, Young Heart, all morning. They're in town to share the album with us all here in Melbourne tonight at the TOFF. Welcome to Beckfast and Joy, Adriana and Nadia, who are Blanche Dubois.
Hello.
Thanks for getting up so bright and early on your Saturday, especially when you got a gig tonight.
Yeah, it's like technically on Perth time, it's 6:30 right now.
So yeah, we're doing well.
Now, I've got a bit of a confession to make. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you guys had a first album till I started researching you.
That's good.
So that's good, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
If people had been there from the start, been following you since that very first album, what kind of differences do you think they'd pick up with the brand new stuff?
We've got a bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd say we've got a bit better.
Oh, we've just, we're still writing about the same sorts of issues, you know, but I'm writing a lot better, as you do. 10 years passes and you get a bit smarter and you learn to play guitar better and you sing.
Yeah, and we've had a little bit more experience just with each album. We've sort of learnt from our mistakes and our little budgets have gone from, you know, nothing to semi.
A little bit more than nothing.
So we've been able to work with some really cool people and
yeah.
So it's been about 4 years since
The last one.
Mm. What do you think you've learned between there and now?
Oh, we had a fight.
Yeah, we had
a
massive
spat. So we didn't talk to each other.
Oh, as in you two?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I know. All coming out here on the radio.
Yeah.
This is the juicy
stuff. Is that covered in the album then? Are these
pretty
some
much.
Of the... Yeah.
The album is... The concept of the album is about coming back together and, you know, rediscovering, I guess, things that make you happy and staying young at heart and, you know, rediscovering something that you once loved that you lost for foolish reasons and you can get
wow.
it back. So, yeah.
Juicy.
I know.
Were there any reservations about sort of coming back together musically?
No. That was something we needed to do, wanted to do.
We're sisters, yeah. So we didn't talk to each other for a year. And then
Adrian went out with a loser.
Yeah, I was dating a sociopath. Okay, it's coming out here.
I'm sure the listeners out
He's
there
not listening.
Know someone who's going out with someone now who they would love to, you know. I won't say.
Oh, no.
But anyway, that's it in a nutshell.
That's in the past.
So that's the great thing about family, right? So you come back together.
You make up and then you make a record.
Yep.
So what do you think the challenges are about working with a sibling?
We can be really critical and get over it.
So sometimes you have your good days, you have your bad days, but at the end of the day you're related. So you do, you just get
and
over
Michael,
it.
And Michael, who is here silently, he's actually our keyboardist in the pianist in the band. He has witnessed our tanties
Stacks.
Along the road and knows how to like cool them down whenever we have a moment.
But so. You know, like I said, you can yell at your sister and then get over it and get on stage and go, that's a good gig.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. tell us a little bit about the album. It's out right now, but tell us a little bit about it, all the technical sort of stuff, who worked with you on it and where it was recorded, things like that.
We recorded it in Sydney with a guy called Matt Fell, who he produced some of Joss Pike's earlier stuff, and he
Excellent.
Recently won a
producer
pretty big
of the year.
Award. Yeah, producer of the year
Tamworth.
Award at Tamworth. And he's just absolutely fantastic. So we worked with him and a couple of friends that he knew as well.
It was the first time we actually went to a studio over a period of time. Like we usually in the past, we'd, you know, 2 weeks quick, bang out the record. And this time it was like a week here, 2 weeks in between, a week there, 4 weeks in between, coming back. So the whole process of recording probably took about 6 months, even though it was a period of 4 weeks.
Mm. Yeah.
But and that time that we had in between meant we had time to sit and muse over the songs and know what we were going to do when we get back into the studio. So it was actually a really a different process for us doing it that way. One that I probably would do again, even though, you know, you walk away and you go, I'm going to change that and kind of add more time in the studio. But it was a really, really good process. And it's just me and Nadia when we go into the studio, we build a song. So it's always a fun and exhausting process, but good. Good times.
So is that long days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what time would you head into the studio?
Probably. Double digit o'clock.
Yeah, it'd be 10 o'clock. And then, well, depending on who we're working with. Cause
yeah, we wouldn't do vocals too late. No. You know, because you wouldn't do them too early because you sound like this. but, you know, it was at least 10, 12 hour days backing it up. And, you know, it was time is money, money is time. Anyone in a band would understand that. So, but it's all fun. It's part of the process and it's good.
There's a lot
better
of
than my day job.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Beckfast is on Twitter. Follow her today at BEKFAST. There's a lot of bands and artists that are going down the road of let's pack up shop and just go out to the middle of nowhere, stay in an old farmhouse or something like that, and just spend a month having a tinker and seeing what we come up with. Is that something you guys would embrace?
I'd do that.
Embrace?
Totally.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let's go live in the mountains, Nudge, and, you know, rediscover nature and write a folk record. Do it. No, I'd do it.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the scene over in WA, because I'm not that familiar with the music scene. Is it, because there's so many bands coming out of WA.
Yeah.
Do people over there, the artists and the bands, sort of think we'll establish ourselves in WA, but we have to move out to, say, Sydney or Melbourne for the next step? Or is there a strong enough scene over there to base yourself there?
I think there's a strong enough scene to base yourself there. You've just got to have the resources to travel, because really for an independent band like us, we need to get out on the road and tour, because, you know, we're so thankful and so appreciative that you guys have played us, but it's really hard to get airplay in Australia when you are unsigned.
Yeah.
So for us,
it's getting out on the road and touring, and that's the expensive thing. And that's probably why a lot of bands would move.
Yeah.
Because, you know, cost of domestic travel from Perth is ridiculous.
Yeah. There are a lot of more established bands who, you know, have...
They've made Perth their base.
Yeah, make Perth their base. I think the guys from Eskimo Joe still live there. And
heaps of bands still live there. And you can do it. You can do it. I guess it's just a matter of choice and what's important to you.
And we, I guess, even if you move away for a couple of years and then... Come back. Continue basing yourself there, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so were you responsible for financing this album as well then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So your day job then is helping you to finance it as well as the tour?
Yeah.
We run our own record label, so it's a business partnership between ourselves, and then off the side, we both work for ourselves as well in separate industries. But we run the business side of the band as well. Getting, you know, I guess we're good at making sure everything's tax deductible.
So I noticed there was a theme with the name of your production as well as the name of your band. So how did that come about?
That's Adri.
I've got a sick fascination with Tennessee Williams. Probably waiting to get sued. But I love Blanche DuBois. She's so messed up. She's just a crazy and a really... interesting portrayal of femininity in that sense, because she's beautiful, she's crazy, she's nuts, she's, you know, really fragile but then really strong and rah rah rah, and you can relate those themes to a lot of maybe our music as well. I think at the end of the day I probably just wanted a difficult band name. Sometimes we kick ourselves.
And it sounds pretty.
It sounds pretty, but we kick
sounds
ourselves.
A bit posh, doesn't it?
Total posh. We kick ourselves when people can't say it properly. We're like,
most people go Blanche DuBois.
Oh really?
Yeah. Oh, it just seems so...
Wow.
Like... Or Blanche. They just don't say it.
Oh, really? Well, I did do French for 2 years at school, so, you know.
Handy.
Now, 2012, it's already been a big year with the release of the album. How's the rest of the year shaping up? You lots of touring, thinking that kind of thing, yeah?
We'll be back in, I think, April, May.
And then back again in June. Yeah. And then, we're planning some stuff for next year that involves overseas.
Oh,
so we'll see
nice.
If we can make that happen.
Yep.
But, definitely some more tours over this side before the end of the year.
Rack those frequent fly points up,
pretty
hey?
Much.
Yeah. So we can catch you tonight at the Toff in Town. You can go to toffintown.com for more details. A couple of people supporting you as well.
Yeah.
Emmy Bryce and Jack Carty.
We played a Jack Carty song earlier
we
today.
We did. And we've had them on Joy in the past as well for a bit of a chat. So there's some great talent. Jack's from Sydney and Emmy's local. So should be a great night. Now, I want to stump you with, I have another show which is taking a rest at the moment called Bandcamp.
Yeah.
And I always like to ask the same question to finish things off. So sometimes it stumps people. Mm-hmm. Basically, I read our mission statement out as a community radio station. It takes about 20 seconds. And in that time, I get you guys to come up with a mission statement for Blanche DuBois. So what you hope to achieve through your music. So are you up for it?
Yeah, totally.
All right.
Are you going to say it?
Michael's help.
Mine. No, we'll...
Have a think about it. Here's your thinking time. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. What is Blanche DuBois's mission statement?
Blanche DuBois, spelt B-L-A-N-C-H-E-D-U-B-O-I-S, would really like somebody other than their mother to sing their songs in the shower one day. You know, she's cute and all, and she's fun, but Jesus. She can't hear this either, so that's all right.
We do podcasts, yeah. So be careful.
Oh, no. I love you, Mum.
Okay, here's the plugs. The website is blanchedubois.com.au. You can also find them on Facebook. Just search for Blanche DuBois. The gig is tonight at the Toff, as we said, alongside Jack Carty and Emmy Bryce. So for the details of that, just head to toffintown.com, and the album is called Young Heart and available everywhere right now.
Yeah, and if you head along to joy.org.au/Beckfest, connect with us via Twitter or Facebook. We have been tweeting and linking and putting video clips and stuff, so you can find it all there.
All the info right there.
Saves you searching. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks.
And also thank you to you without a mic.
Yeah. Moral support, Michael. Very nice.
We'll catch you tonight. Coming up right now, Josh Pike, just because of the link. Easy, you see?
Hell yeah, segue.
You're very good.
She's the queen of segues.
The world is a picture here at Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Beckfest podcast. Tune in live every Saturday morning from 7 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.